The celebratory atmosphere that existed hours leading up to Emancipation Day on August 1, 1838, is still kept alive through the yearly staging of Emancipation Vigils across the island. Emancipation Vigils are held on July 31 in major town capitals. These all-night vigils have been an annual event since 1997, when August 1 was officially declared a national holiday by the then Prime Minister P.J. Patterson. Culture Minister Lisa Hanna says the vigils, which form part of emancipation activities, are important as they help us to honor the memories of our ancestors and what they've done to ensure our freedom.
Make no mistake, you know, our experience of our slave experience has made us who we are, because some of the other Caribbean territories don't have the same spirit as Jamaica, and it's not by accident. Who we are as a people is coming straight from those people who were defiant. They were unabashed. They were not going to tolerate foolishness from people. And so we are free because of them. And so we have to celebrate it. We must understand it.
The Emancipation Vigils primarily take the form of a concert featuring gospel acts, traditional and popular music. Following the concert, a proclamation declaring Emancipation Day is read at midnight by custodians in each parish representing the Governor General, Sir Patrick Allen. One of the major emancipation activities in the island is the Emancipation Jubilee at Civil Heritage Park in St. Anne. The Emancipation Jubilee is described as the single most important opportunity to experience Jamaica's culture and heritage at its best. The Jubilee is being held this year under the theme, Celebrating Our Ancestors Through Light, Drumming, Music, and Dancing.
The program starts at 8 o'clock, but we always have activities before 8. So, like, it starts actually with a drum canoe procession, and then that's followed by music and drumming. And then the official showtime starts at 8 p.m. And this year, because we are featuring on all these elements, we are going to have a special drumming showcase, which will be featuring, for example, the Akwaba drummers with Philip Supersad, and also Profi and the Nyabingi chanters. We will also be having a special dance production that will be done by the Stella Maris Dance Ensemble. With regards to music, we will be celebrating using three types of music, or traditional folk music. So we will have like the Hartford Cultural Group, and we will also have Mento, the Energy Plus Mento Band. They will be performing also. And we can't not celebrate God. We are actually known to have a very good gospel package.
Research Manager at the Jamaica National Heritage Trust, Leslie Gail Atkinson. This year's gospel segment will be headlined by Jermaine Edwards, featuring Sister Pat and other gospel acts. Leading the popular music segment will be Freddie McGregor and Ikea, among others. Traditional food will be on sale, plus the good old chocolate tea will be available for all, free of cost. All you have to do is bring your enamel mug, and if you don't have one, you can buy one at the Jubilee. Sponsors of the Civil Emancipation Jubilee include Jamaica National Building Society, Jewel Resort, Ray and Nephew, Digicel, RJR, RFM, and The Gleaner. This is a time when we celebrate who we are as a people, and we celebrate those who have fought for us. There will be a vigil in every parish, so make sure to find one and make we celebrate together.
What I would suggest to you, even if you're at home and you can't come out to one of the vigils, get some chocolate tea. Make sure you have a piece of cloth to really strain it. Use your whatever you want, whether it's your coconut milk, your cinnamon, your vanilla. You make sure a little oil is on the top. And you have your chocolate tea through the night. Buy a piece of bread, or you make two flour dumplings. And you sit down with your enamel tea and you stay up till 12 o'clock. And you welcome Emancipation Day.
Culture Minister Lisa Hanna. We've come a mighty long way, and truly we have enough reasons to celebrate. So let's join together and celebrate our emancipation and independence under the theme, Proud and Free, Jamaica 53.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.